Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog English from Joe Cocker bringing us back. The late, great Joe Cocker. Welcome back, 23. No, 7 to the hour. The hour's just going by so fast. I don't like it when it goes so fast, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. It always goes by fast with her because she's so smart. She teaches us so much. Debbie, thanks again for being here. When are you going to be on television next?
Actually, probably not until December.
Okay.
Got a little break, which is kind of nice for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's the first time, I think, in close to 20 years
right.
that I'm going to have Thanksgiving
well,
off.
Congratulations. So, folks, DebbieMeyer.com, M-E-Y-E-R, Debbie with an I-E, and check out the green bags and the cake cutter and the pie cutter and the dumpling cutter and all those things that she has.
All the things are there.
She's invented there, folks, and the green bags. The ladies love the green bags and the green boxes. So, okay, Debbie, we're talking about the truth about social media. Social media is an important element of your strategy.
No question.
You can't be confused or fooled or misunderstand how it works and how it will help you. Social media is not a call to action media. It is more of a brand building media, in my opinion.
Well, no doubt that the number of followers somebody has will look amazing. If you get somebody who has, 20,000 followers or 20,000 likes or whatever it is, no doubt that at some stage your brand name, your product, whatever it is that you've paid to have posted will come into the sight lines of people who are following it. However, and this is something that, I have a few millennials around me who tell me how they look at things like this. They scroll. And if
I don't like scrolling, but they don't mind it apparently.
Yeah, they'll roll past something where, yeah, sure, it was in their sight line, but it really didn't capture, didn't jump out at them or whatever it is. So the fact is, okay, maybe they have that number of followers, but what's the analytic? How are you going to determine if the ROI is what you expected or what you were promised? So either you have to have access to the analytics of the person who you paid to post for you. Now, if you're going to give Kim Kardashian, $50,000 to put a post up for you, I have no idea what the ROI could possibly be on that because everything she says gets paid for.
Right.
So everybody knows that everything she's saying is paid. She only shows up at a party if she's paid for it, that kind of thing. So when you look at these things, I'm asking people to please be very analytical, be very careful. If you just want
and discount the numbers,
oh yes,
whatever they tell you, discount them.
And sometimes the people with the lowest following can have the highest return because it comes down to the targeting. You have to the targeting of the right audience. My father had a funny saying. It was be careful. Don't follow the masses because sometimes the M is silent.
Right.
And
well, that's also what happens to lemmings. Everybody goes over the cliff.
Yeah. But it looks like the new thing. So let's mm-hmm. do this. Let's try this because people are actually desperate to try to speak to this age group when in fact this age group is not actually buying as much.
The main thing. One of the most important things you've talked to us about today. Is the targeting, is the focus. No, you got to know who's buying your stuff. You got to know how old they are. You got to know how much money they make. You need to know what their education is. You got to know where they live. And you got to know how they want to be reached. By mobile connection, by a regular website, by text, by email, by Twitter, whatever. You got to know all that. And once you know that, once you determine that, then you can start moving dials.
And please be aware that everyone with a keyboard is not an expert.
That's right. I call them a lot of them are what I call retweeters.
Yeah.
They don't have any content of their own. They just aggregate other people's stuff and put it out there like it makes them smart.
Yes. And then they go, oh, that person.
I actually love retweeters because they retweet my stuff. I love retweeters.
Those are the smart retweeters.
Hey, Debbie, I need your website again.
Okay, it's debbiemeyer.com.
What's the new invention? Meyer. Anything new coming out?
Well, my latest thing is my Debbie Meyer Genius Sponge, which is the cleanest, most environmentally safe and effective sponge ever.
Sponge.
Sponge.
A sponge.
Will not allow the growth of microbes.
I gotta have one.
You will.
And she didn't pay me a nickel to say that for you. Hey, Debbie,
no, I didn't.
Good job. Good job today. Come back soon, as always.
Thank you so much.
We love having Debbie Meyer on the show. She's so much fun, and she does it so well. Makes it look good. Makes it look easy. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.